You're listening to Hold My Beer, and I'm your gracious host, Dave Ons. And my apologies, but you're getting a clip show this week. It is better than nothing. I knew you'd be grateful for it. I've put together the best of reality television. We covered Ghost Hunters, and we covered Love on the Spectrum, and I hated both. But the conversations are pretty funny, and, you know, we would have had a... I didn't unplug the fucking fridge. That's... Son of a bitch. Rookie mistake. I'm gonna leave it in. It's fine. We would have had a new episode for you, but it was negative 16 degrees in the Boner Garage this last week. And I'll be honest with you, the week before that, there was a very important playoff game where I had to watch my Green Bay Packers get embarrassed by the Philadelphia Eagles. So it was not worth missing. But we will be back next Wednesday with a brand new episode. Thank you, Koozies. AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. Tune's here once a week with a new brood review. Hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer.
Let's get to moving then. I took notes on the first season, and Chris, I'm sure you watched this. The first episode of season one of Love on the Spectrum. It is on Netflix, if any listener wants to view it. I took two pages of notes in roughly 36 minutes of content because I couldn't quite finish the first episode.
That's how good it is then.
Yeah. Note number one.
Uh-huh.
I feel dirty.
Why?
Watching it.
Why?
I feel like I'm spying on people that don't deserve to be spied on. And like
they signed up.
Well, their parents signed them up.
They got paid. Someone got paid.
And
Like that trip to Africa, free.
They didn't make it to Africa.
Yeah, they do. They make it to Africa, like, third episode.
Oh, is it,
Danny, they're showing Abby Africa in season two.
Yeah.
Wait, Abby sticks with that dude through a season?
They're still together, yeah.
Is Abby the one that doesn't seem autistic for
him? David!
Abby is the fucking Little Mermaid girl.
Yeah, and David, they meet at a zoo.
Yeah.
They're still together?
Yeah. He literally takes her to fucking Africa.
Well, he just went to Africa.
Yeah, in the first episode, you hear him say, Abby, do you want to go to Africa with me? Because he was like, I'm going to go back in a heartbeat. Uh-huh. She was like, my heart beats too, because if it didn't, I wouldn't be on the planet.
See? That is awesome!
That is so pure, sweet, and innocent, Danny.
Far later in my notes, when they're at the zoo.
Yeah.
The only part of the show I genuinely laughed is when Abby has to fill silence. Because she panics. She can't handle that. Like, her part of the spectrum, she doesn't like silence, but she's also bad at holding a conversation. It's silent for 10 seconds, she freaks out, and yells, where are the owls? Which I'm going to start yelling every time there's silence.
Owls are fucking awesome.
I love owls.
I got one that hangs up on my house sometimes. I fucking love that.
How many bones they got, Danny? 17?
Do what?
Wait, how many bones do they have? They told us.
I don't know.
It's seven, but the owls have 17 in their neck and we got eight.
I did a lot of writing, so I'm not sure. At one point, they are just naming birds, though.
Oh, yeah,
to fill
sure.
that silence, yeah.
They have to because they know everything about them, probably.
More than you?
Yeah.
Way more than you.
That's not my tism.
I'll add this one to my collection.
Take me to the gun store. I'll show you my tism.
He does get up. David gets up in there and gets some pictures of those birds. He does say adding to his collection.
Oh, yeah. The one was the snake and shit. Yeah, he's like adding that to my collection.
Terrifying.
That collection's sticky.
Okay, so note number two. During the opening montage, it shows somebody getting knighted. I'm assuming it's James.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
He seems like that kind of.
Dude, I feel like I know his dad from somewhere, and I can't figure out what the fuck it's from.
He's the worst teeth I've ever seen in a human.
Yeah, but I know him from somewhere.
I didn't even write that down. I had nightmares about them. And I don't have good teeth, but I was like, holy fuck, dude, I'm not on television.
I just loved how he brought himself into the show, and he's like, oh, here's mom.
Mm-hmm,
James is so, embarrassed easily.
Only by his parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's gonna kill his parents.
He was so excited to go put on his cloak.
Did you start a sword count when James came on screen for the first time?
No.
I did.
Yeah?
It's two.
Two?
I was so disappointed. It's only the two. One's for show, one's for battle.
Oh!
He does specify that. He's like, this one's just for show. This one, I get made by a blacksmith, and I made sure if I ever went to battle, they said it was good to go.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's pretty badass. Okay,
I wrote down one for James, where he's in his room. He's like, these stones have no purpose, but add more character to the room for a conversation piece. And the guy's like,
who's in here?
Yeah, who's in here? And he's like, well, nobody, I guess.
Dude, I wrote, the cameraman is such a fucking asshole. We took the same notes. This is great. Let's start at the beginning, though. So you have the opening montage. shows James getting knighted. That's the only part that clicked with me. Then it starts out with Danny. My first note, Danny could get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was the...
Danny, the animation chick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, in a weird way.
In a weird way, yeah. All up in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's already doing better than me in life. She has her own business.
At 14.
See? I don't know how successful it is. And she is barking up a very high tree. Like, she wants a business owner. She wants her love life and her business to be intertwined, which nobody wants.
You need to watch season 3, then. You'll see who she settles for. They know that.
Is his personal hygiene that, dailies?
Because they swipes a credit card for dinner and has to call and apologize to his dad right away.
His dad's like, sorry, I had to put that charge on your card.
I don't
if
want...
mom wants me to reimburse you, I will. And she walks up and he hangs up so fucking quick.
And he's a hardcore Christian. And she is horny as fuck, and it's just dry humping him, trying to fuck this dude. He's like, marriage?
It was marriage?
Like, you see him, like, he tries to recoil. And, like, the first kiss is so fucking awesome and awkward.
My mama says if you like it, you should put a ring on it. Get off my penis.
It was some legit water boy shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me see.
She is so fucking horned up in season 3, though. It's
I can't
awful.
Wait.
The fuck, I thought she's horned up in season 1.
Not in episode
like,
1.
The very first guy she goes on a date with, she's literally like, I gotta go to the bathroom real fast. And they're talking to her. She's like, yeah, I think I'm in love. He's like, in love? It's been 10 fucking minutes.
We've had one order of appetizers. Calm the fuck down.
Appetisms.
God damn it. I'm gonna start calling them that now.
Appetism. I love when a show gets named. I actually wrote this one down.
I can go to a restaurant. Just like, hey, can I get some appetisms?
It's a taco and a helmet.
Yeah. And also, we can get away with whatever we want to with that. We just gotta get a puzzle piece tattoo. Mm-hmm. And no one can say shit.
You're right.
I don't know if that's how it works.
Done.
Okay, so it does keep on, when I'm still on Danny.
Yeah.
Her opening. She lives with her aunt and uncle. Never explains what happened to her parents. So I just wrote, I'm assuming Danny's parents perished in some sort of dinosaur-related accident. Because why the fuck not? Yeah? Okay, so that's...
Yeah.
Hey, we just discovered Danny's backstory.
Yeah.
Also, I don't like seeing a lady on the screen with my name being like, I'd smash. Yeah. You think you're better than me? You're on the spectrum. You are better than me. Fuck.
Yeah.
Look at those boobies. That's awful. Fuck. See, the show makes you a bad person.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, Danny's aunt is a real problem. Oh, the cupcake kissing tutorial.
Oh, for
she
Abby?
Makes her watch cupcake kissing.
Oh, no, that was on Danny.
That's on Danny.
Yeah.
Because at one point Danny's just looking. Oh God, you acting out. Okay. She's acting out.
Her uncle's like, okay, we gotta stop that.
Because she's getting a boner.
Yeah.
You're
so sensitive.
Yeah. She's sitting there making out with Ayers like, you're being too sensitive, uncle. But the aunt being like, hey, you want to know how to kiss? Here's this YouTube video of a woman licking a cupcake seductively.
Yeah.
See, that's bad parenting.
Yeah, she's a fucking problem. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
And now you got Danny all fucking horny, dry humping somebody in a bathroom or whatever. Yeah. Okay, we're on to Abby.
Abby's like in her 30s, right? Isn't she way older than she looks?
Who?
Danny?
Danny.
She's like 26.
Yeah, she's...
One of them was my age.
She's like 26 or 28. No, I think Abby's 23.
Yeah, I think she's like... I think Danny's like 20 or 34.
Is she?
Yeah, no, she's way older than she looks.
Yeah, she's... I mean...
Yeah,
her parents were old enough to die in a dinosaur fight. Yeah. That ages her drastically, dude.
Drastically.
Drastically.
Yeah.
You guys are on it.
Fucking chaos theory. Life did find a way.
Yeah.
It did find... Oh, not for her parents.
No, it got snuffed.
And they will...
What?
Say it. Rest.
Oh, rest and piss?
Rest and piss. I bet they're great people. Abby thinks she's a Disney princess. We've already discussed that, but I found it important to write down.
Yes.
Did you take notes on your phone?
Yeah.
That was so much smarter. I got a fucking notepad.
No, I was like, pause.
I paused, too.
Yeah,
not because right I didn't want to miss anything. Oh, I was at, this is when I was at the 6 minute and 5 second mark, and I just wrote, shoot me. So I can scribble that one out. That was my breaking point, was 6 minutes and 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Abby forgets to not look into the camera. There's her touch, she'll be halfway through the sentence, right down the barrel.
Yeah.
I was like, that is creepy as fuck. Because when she does it, she doesn't blink.
Yeah.
I feel like Dale Earnhardt Jr. does the same thing sometimes.
Well, that's because he's hammered.
Like, he'll be watching a show he's on or whatever, and he never looks at it, or he's looking dead into it like...
That's what it was! It's either the camera doesn't exist, or I'm staring into your soul.
Yeah.
Terrifying. Does Abby have a backyard gay couple?
Yes.
Do they live back there?
Yeah, then the guest house, yeah.
All right. Yeah. I was just making sure because I was like, she mentioned the guest house. Here's this gay couple. They're keeping them as pets.
Nice.
I think it's illegal.
Aren't they in California?
I don't know.
It's legal.
Okay. Probably. Those gay guys are constantly
like
slamming
all
blinds,
of them
too.
On that show in the season one, besides James, are in California.
Oh, really?
James ain't cut out for California.
James is like in New Hampshire, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
He seems like a Martha's Vineyard type.
He seems like a New Jersey, an Ewing type.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes the Duke Law. Okay, so I can just write yes, but does Abby have backyard gays?
Sure does.
Oh, and then it skipped to James. And when I first saw James and heard James, I swear, oh shit, James. And then I started the sword count, which never went past two, and I was fucking bummed.
Who else is it? Connor. Connor's got a bunch of swords.
Connor sounds like a guy that would have swords.
Connor's got a bunch on his wall.
Okay. Maybe if I ever watch another one, I'll keep a sword count, don't worry. Then I wrote Rock's that character to the room.
Yeah.
James is the one that wears the same leather jacket every day, right?
The black one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the Hawaiian-style button-up when I saw him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got the blonde hair because he goes and gets it re-dyed. And he's like, if you can't tell, I got my hair redone recently.
Then I wrote about the cameraman being an asshole. I was like, hey, this is off. Because he writes up he seems like such a sweet guy. James says.
James?
Yeah.
Oh, good time.
He has a wooden sign above his door. He's like, it says, real friends laugh with you. Better friends are with you when you get arrested. That old, I don't remember exactly how it goes. He's like, and that is just so funny. And then the guy's like, who's that for? He's like, visitors. He's like, who comes here? Nobody. He's like, you fucking asshole. You made him show him your entire room. You're like, you're lonely, aren't you, you piece of shit? Cameraman's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, sick ass alligator guard Bill on his fucking wall.
Mm-hmm. And a whole can of canes, including a bullet cane. It's a cane made entirely out of bullets that have been welded together. That's the one he just has to show off.
Welded
together? Welded. Well, the way James said it, yeah, that was correct.
Or reverse speech impediment.
Yeah.
Welded.
Oh.
See how more wrong that is?
Yeah, that's weird.
I know.
Yeah, I think James is also the one that freaks out and just leaves that chick standing there when he finds out she has a child.
No, nice. She wants kids.
Oh, so
yeah, she's like, James? Yeah, my mom would love to have grandbabies. When he's like, no, no, I can't do that. I just can't see myself having kids. I'll be back. Just roll the fuck out.
Well, he has a sword collection. You can't have kids around that. You can't have a baby when you have one sword for show and one sword that is ready for fucking combat. One sword is ready to be steeped in the blood of his enemies.
Oh, yeah.
The other one's used like a...
You need to watch him when he goes to the Renaissance Fair.
The cape. I'm at the cape count right now. That's my next note. I started a cape count. It's one. All these counts are very low except for the cane count.
You gotta stick it through, Danny.
He's got the one cape, but it's got a whole ensemble that goes underneath that cape.
I would imagine. I did feel bad for him, because the mom's just like, show him your garb. And he's like, yes.
Okay!
If I have to. Yeah. And he comes out, but he doesn't change anything else. It's khaki shorts. Yeah, he's in a hurry. Hawaiian shirt. Full Renaissance cape.
Okay.
It's unfortunate.
I guess. He's just living life, man.
Okay, then I wrote Clementine Rules. Clementine is Abby's dog. She's adorable.
Okay.
Abby pretty much just asked if they make autism pills for pets. When the quote-unquote expert told her yes, Amy looked so happy that she could kill.
What do you mean autism pills? Is this a given or taken away?
Do they make them for pets?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, hey, do you take pills?
And they're in the middle of a conversation. Abby, she's like, do you take pills?
And the expert is like, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. She's like, do you think they make those pills for pets? And she's like, I don't know why they wouldn't. And she gets this look on her face like, fuck yeah! And I paused it to write that down. And like, Parker was scared of the television. That's the only way I could think of the words. She looked so happy, she could fucking kill.
Yeah.
But Abby? Also, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they make autism pills for pets.
I don't think they make autism pills.
I don't think so either.
She's an expert.
They make her take them?
She's taking something.
Yeah.
I don't know what. Page two.
I found a whole ass Tic Tac in my daughter's hair today. Speaking of pill problems.
What flavor of Tic Tac?
Fucking orange.
That's the best kind.
Is it?
Yeah. Like by far. It's the only good kind. Yeah. Oh, Coca-Cola is okay.
You ever seen a knockoff Tic Tac?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, right? They suck.
I've seen them. I know what you're talking
you
about.
Have?
Yes.
See, I don't think I've ever seen a knockoff Tic Tac. Like a generic Tic Tac.
Man, what else am I thinking of? There's something else that's small. It looks like a Tic Tac, but it's like a mint, but they're green and white. What the fuck are those?
Tylenol.
Huh?
Tylenol.
Altoids?
No, it's a candy. But it's green and there's green and white ones. They look kind of like a giant sprinkle.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what they're called.
I don't know what the fuck they're called. Yeah. That's my generic Tic Tac. That's what I'm thinking of.
Something Breakers. Icebreakers in the name. Icebreakers? Because they do fruit ones too.
Oh, dude,
I could be completely wrong.
Man, that sounds like bubble mint.
Sounds like what?
Bubble mint.
Bubble mint.
It's a gum.
Bubble mint? That's like terrible.
You make Icebreakers gum.
Yeah.
They used to chew it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Do you like Michael Myers?
Michael Myers?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
The killer or the comedian?
The comedian.
No.
No?
Eh.
Okay.
Why?
Where are the owls? No, that's just another, that's another fill the silence statement, or question, rather. Because she, if there's silence, she's going to ask you a fucking question. Do you like Mike Myers?
No.
Out of nowhere? And like, if somebody's not ready for that, you get the, hey, do you mean the killer? Or the, I don't think she's ever seen a horror movie, so I'm assuming it's Austin Powers Mike Myers.
Oh, she definitely has not.
No, yeah. No. So to which I would say yes. Yes, I
would say I liked Michael Myers until I rewatched Wayne's World like a couple months ago. Fuck, that was a rough sit now.
Wayne's World did it for you and not fucking Austin Powers?
I have more fond memories of Austin Powers.
Do it.
In my belly.
No,
what,
man!
Which one?
You saw every once he's like, go, go, or whatever the fuck.
Sorry, man. That's a list.
It's a list? Yeah, okay.
Every time you point at me, I just want to say appetizzles.
Do you want those fucking fried or grilled?
I'm gonna fuck Brooke up by saying that. Are we about to order some appetizums?
We're in public. But yeah, you don't make appetizums at home.
You go to Applebee's.
Unless you're Mary's parents. You made that joke earlier. That seemed harsh, though, about her being dumb. So I felt like it was okay to make that joke.
It's
inappropriate.
I mean, she might be on a little bit. Not enough for a TV show, but there's something there.
So let's say you tune into season 4 of Love on the Spectrum.
Yep.
And Joey and Mary are on it.
I'm fucking dying.
Are you surprised?
No.
Okay.
Fuck no.
It's gonna fail!
Hey, speaking of Netflix, when you was watching this, did you notice they stole our rating system?
No.
It used to just be you like or dislike, one thumb or none. Now it's no thanks, one thumb or two thumbs.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
you can give a two thumb review on Netflix right now.
What the
fuck?
Go watch
the last episode of something. It'll pop up. It did last night.
Hey, H&B takes. No. Yeah. H&B creates, the world takes. I stole that from another podcast.
I did.
You did? Yeah. I said it.
No, I said you did.
I did. Yeah. Oh, right here, my next note. Tune's a piece of shit. The guy that created Pokemon is autistic.
Yes.
I am not surprised.
No.
I wrote that down.
Okay.
Danny's the number one fan for that reason.
Yeah, Danny loves the creator of Pokemon. And I gotta say, hey, the guy that came up with mythical creatures cockfighting, I could see him being on the spectrum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't come up with a Bulbasaur if you're just like good...
Heroin?
Oh, I don't think he does heroin.
No.
I hope not. I don't think...
I don't know. I was just trying to figure out what you said if you do, and then you didn't say anything, so...
No, I'm thinking it. You have to be on some sort of spectrum to come up with a Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No heroin.
Okay.
Okay.
It's definitely drugs, though.
This is where Danny meets Devin, her friend, at the bar, to get, like, a pep talk.
Yes, that is a weird one.
I wrote down this...
She dates Devin for a while.
Well, see, hold on. You're going to want to listen.
Season 2.
You're going to want to listen to this now.
Oh, really?
Because all right.
I thought it was...
How's he going on a date?
I thought it was the first guy that she went on a date with, and she didn't like him, and then she ends up calling him back.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Or, yeah.
Well, something would happen, I would take a note real quick. So, I was like, Danny has Devin friend-zoned so hard. Because, like, they're both looking and stuff, but, like, oh, Devin's not good enough.
Yeah.
That's what I thought at first. Then I wrote, never mind. This man is gayer than both of those guys in Abby's backyard combined. Then I wrote, oops, he's also handicapped.
But oh, really?
Yeah, it turns out he's just on the spectrum. He's not gay at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's on his fourth date with the same chick.
I found that out shortly after writing about how gay he was.
I thought he was gay as shit when he first came
out. I thought he was gay as shit, man. Turns out he has autism.
Yeah.
It affects people differently. Who knew? That was all back to back to back, but oh shit, he's friends with her. Oh shit, he's gay. Oh shit, no, he's not.
This is like you're super happy.
Me?
Just talking about this.
You
have to be hooked on this show by now.
I didn't finish the episode.
You need to fucking finish. Just finish season 1. Watch these motherfuckers go to Africa, bro.
You what? Ever
are
seen
we gonna
see
lions on Tism?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's your favorite animal? Lions? Mine too! It's like, why the fuck do you love mermaids so much? Look at their animals, but like, pick a fucking fish.
Because Ariel. She feels like Ariel when she can't talk because of her
I know.
Shit.
Because of her shit?
Yeah.
I know, but then like, why are lions your favorite?
Because of the Lion King.
Because she has a chance to go to Africa. What the fuck, Danny?
Oh, she can't be like a mermaid.
I'll fall over the hippo real quick. You take her on a safari.
Yeah. Oh, then David's introduced, the guy from the Day at the Zoo.
Yes.
Who both loves lions and being inside of a car wash. They make sure to say that about him.
See, I hate being inside a car wash.
As his introduction. Yeah. This is David. He loves lions and really enjoys being inside of a car wash.
Hates clowns.
Hadn't got there.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't like clowns and something else. It literally comes up right after his likes and dislikes.
I was writing.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what the other one is, though.
I don't know. Oh, God, this is a long one. Within seconds of the first date, Abby panics because the conversation stalls. After a few moments, she panics and, to break the silence, yells, "Where's the owl?" Comedic gold, I wrote. Which is, I don't know why that made me laugh so hard. It's the only time I smiled during this entire experience.
Oh, shit.
I don't see how, man.
Okay.
Maybe you're just not elevated enough when you watch it.
I was stone sober.
Well, that's the problem.
I know, if I had maybe one of these pastry arkies, I might have enjoyed it more. Or smashed my television, I'm not for sure.
Oh,
Now they're just naming birds. Tune's a piece of shit. Fuck, I forgot about James because he popped back up on my screen. And my last note is James's brother's a cuck.
A cuck?
Yeah, that guy's
the one that's like the all-star perfect student.
Guy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's watched somebody fuck his wife. That guy was probably James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he put James put his brother on the spectrum of people who have had their wives fucked in front of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So that's where my notes ended. I don't know what else you have too.
So I have some. They're from a later episode.
Okay.
But Daniel at one point in time with Abby.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, "I like you a lot." He's like, "I like you a lot too." And he's like, "No, I like you." And she's like, "Tell me." He's like, "You treat me like a Power Ranger and you're as sweet as all my favorite desserts."
I've never been that nice to a woman.
I told Brooke that shit. She came out one day. The kid was like, "You gotta tell Brooke."
How do you treat somebody like a Power Ranger?
I don't know.
You give him commands to go fight space aliens?
You treat me well like a Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm. It's sweet. Especially the last part. Just not for sure what it means.
I'd
be like fucking Abby being like, "You treat me like Flounder."
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, you haven't met Connor.
Uh-uh.
No, but so he goes on to like a speed dating event.
That is awesome. I've seen that.
And it's just people on the spectrum. The whole speed dating
event. I wish I could figure out a way of faking it well enough. Or maybe I don't have to. I don't understand me from the outside world.
Yeah.
I would love to go.
Watch or be in it?
Be in it. Well, I could let all my intrusive thoughts win, Danny.
No, because they're very non-violent.
What? No, I don't have violent intrusive thoughts.
So wait, does it?
It's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, your thoughts are illegal.
All those violent thoughts just fly out. The intrusive ones, he really stamps down. Those are the nice ones.
Yeah.
So it actually fit right in. Like, "Oh, you were such a sweetheart." He said, "I treated him like cotton candy."
Yeah.
And they licked the table.
Yeah.
It was great.
Then ran off.
I swear to God, he cried a little bit.
I've been in the jungle. I practiced for this moment for so many years.
Do any of them ever wear face paint?
Not yet. Scary. I don't think. I'm trying to think. Like, Sabad doesn't paint his face.
What's a Sabad?
He's Indian.
Mm-hmm. Is he
very short?
I was going to say contestant, but it's not a fucking game show, I guess.
He went well.
Yeah, he's like Indian or some shit like that.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
You just let one of your intrusive thoughts leave your mouth. You win love.
Yeah.
The greatest prize of all.
But Connor goes on the speed dating thing or whatever. He comes home and like his mom the next day is grilling his ass questions.
Yeah.
And he's like, already told her, and she says something. He's like, "I've done told you. Must I write you a poem?"
She said yes, right?
She just looked at him. Like,
Must I write you a poem?
Must I write you a poem?
Fuck yeah. Okay.
I was like, okay, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I wrote down Danny at one point down on her hoism.
So, oh, the hoism? Yeah.
She said, "I still want Jake. My heart still goes with him."
What about, it was Abby that had Garrett, the high school boyfriend that she won't shut the fuck up about unless she's looking at birds.
Yeah.
Like, let it go, man.
That's amazing.
What is? The love of birds?
Yeah.
Or that Garrett's still in that mind somewhere?
Both, man.
Both.
So, and you haven't met Tanner.
I've never liked a Tanner I've met.
Tanner got some big teeth.
Okay. Better or worse than James'
dad. He is the happiest man on the fucking planet. So nice and polite.
Then why is he on the show if he's already happy?
Oh, Tanner, is he the waiter?
Yes.
Like, and he has a job?
He's like a fucking janitor, basically, at like a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking my language.
Yeah, but he goes on a date with Kate.
I don't know a Kate yet either.
Yeah, no. But they go to the zoo.
They do go to the zoo.
Tanner's like, what animals are you most excited to see?
Yeah.
Kate says, anything.
Oh, oh, good.
Simple.
Easy to please.
It's the most kindergarten date you could ever picture.
Yes. I don't know, man. I didn't have to picture one. It was on the screen last night. Where's the owl? Like, oh, we're going to go to Africa together when my mom saves up the money. That was a pretty kindergarten date.
I love how she just throws her mom under the table. She's like, yeah, my mom ain't got no money to take me to Africa.
Uh-huh. And he's just like, she's saving up for you right now.
Yeah.
She loves you more than anything. She's saving up all of her money to send you to Africa. You've never met the bitch.
Yeah. He's a billionaire, right?
Who?
The dude that takes her to Africa.
Devin?
Mom, dad, right? Somebody is, yeah. Somebody over there is loaded. Yeah, all of them, though.
Yeah, actually, I think his parents also perished in the same dinosaur accident as Danny's.
Well, when you own Jurassic Park. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking chaos theory. Get me again. Wife does not find a way.
Yeah. So, right after the animals and shit with Tanner and Kate.
I do love the fact that, like, walking into the zoo, she could see a squirrel and just be good for the day.
Yeah.
Because all the animals are her favorite.
Anything.
That's sweet.
But Tanner just, like, looks at her and smiles. And his smile is just big as fuck. But he's like, I like tacos. What would you say?
What would I say?
Yes.
Me too, buddy.
What do you like about them?
Oh, I wasn't ready for a follow-up.
Yeah.
The ethnicity.
Chicken and cheese.
That's what you like about it?
That's what Kate says.
Oh, that's what she says. Yeah, chicken and cheese.
Chicken and cheese.
Okay.
And he just smiles. You get it. He has no fucking idea.
What do you like about tacos? Chicken and cheese. Possibly the worst kind of taco. Yeah. Like steak, onion, cilantro. Yeah. That's probably the best kind of taco. Like if I was forced to pick one.
Yeah.
Chicken and cheese. And you know she's picturing Taco Bell.
Yeah. They're both white in case you were curious.
I wasn't. There's one ethnic person on the first episode. It's Danny, and she doesn't know what she is. She flat says, like, I'm like
seven. Mexican, American, and a little smidge Asian.
Yeah, before that, she's like, I'm like seven different things.
Yeah.
Part Transformer. Part Cougar. My dad trained dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't know what ethnicity that means. I heard I can't say Eskimo anymore.
You need to meet Steve. Steve's a great man. Steve's an old guy. What's Steve, like 60?
I think so.
Late 50s, early 60s.
I think his tism is cars. One of them is super into cars. He mentioned a car collection, and he has stuff on the background where it looks like he knows some shit about racing European cars.
Not everything is a fucking tism. Some things are just a fucking hobby.
Did you see Abby's fucking collection of stuffed animals?
That's a tism.
And her fucking Barbie dolls. Yeah.
She is constantly combing the hair. Like, at one point, early on, the father's just like, honestly, like, I'm so proud of what she's accomplished. And it just pans her. She's just combing a Barbie.
Yeah.
What was she doing beforehand? Why is this an improvement? Who has she killed? I've seen the smile.
She couldn't hold the comb.
She's hit the fucking bodies, dude. Mm-hmm. So happy she could kill. Do you think they make autism pills for pets?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best fucking news I've ever heard in my entire life. My dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a bullet.
We're not allowed to do that anymore.
I fucking... Well, James did. I still don't think he pulled the trigger. Anyways. I don't think he had the guts.
But...
It's not that he doesn't have the guts. I just... I'd be surprised if he didn't miss.
I don't know. I don't know if he's got the finger strength. Like.
You're both right.
But old...
Is that? Okay.
Nah, yeah. He agrees. Whatever.
But old gentleman Steve.
Old gentleman Steve?
Yeah, he's a great guy, man.
Yeah.
He's a great character on the show.
Uh-huh.
But he's got...
He's got a personal assistant. Shit,
he's got the assistant, yes.
Yeah. No, this motherfucker's loaded. I'm telling you, he's got some fucking
cars. Steve's got some money.
Yeah.
This kid's a fucking cars.
But he's, like, him and her out walking around talking about, like, their date or some shit like that. Like, what he's looking for and shit like that. And he's like, oh, that building over there. He's like... They have turtles over there.
They all love animals.
Yeah.
That's great.
And he's like, matter of fact, there's a song called So Happy Together.
Is this one sentence?
Yes.
There are turtles over there. There's a song called So Happy Together.
Sung by?
The turtles.
Yes.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Wait until he finds out about the Ninja Turtles.
Yes, the Happy Together.
Is sang by the turtles?
Yes.
I already hated that song.
Yeah.
The monkeys?
Yeah.
No, that's Hey, Hey, We're the Monkeys. People say we monkey around. That's the only song of theirs, I think.
I prefer the Monkeys over the Beatles.
Shut the fuck up!
I do.
That's all.
Yeah,
I
but you think Let It Be is a tism. The song itself, you think, is a tism.
Then my grandma has that tism. I'm sorry. She got couple tisms. Autism.
Racism.
A lot of racism.
I'm sorry, sir. What is racism? Don't ask! Yeah. Don't ask! Racism is terrible. That's also what it's called when you're just really, when your tism is cars. Yeah. It's racism.
You're telling me.
I'm a big old racist! Said Chris. Yeah. And Yams agreed.
Man, you need to watch more than one episode.
I don't know how you and Shiz don't make it a thing.
I couldn't get her to watch it with me.
What do you mean?
She refused. She would understand it just fine
from her sister.
She refused. What?
What? The deaf one.
She's not autistic. She's just dumb.
Hold this.
I retrieved her hand. You said hold this, and I was like, all right.
Don't have to tell me twice.
I'm here, buddy.
Hold your hand.
Man, I thought we were about to, like, attack together or some shit. Like,
Chris, I am ready to hold this because, you, honestly, you treat me like a Power Ranger. Man, you can't sink love.
Never.
Fuck no, man. That's your guys' tism.
Yes. Love-ism.
Gay-tism. I just, yeah, no, I don't know. Is that the end of yours?
That's all I got.
This is plenty. I don't know. I feel like it was made by bad people.
Who cares?
Me a little bit.
Everything's made by bad
people. They're taking advantage of handicapped people.
How?
What else are we going to do with them?
We don't have to do anything. Just let them live their fucking lives, you monster.
We're trying to help them live their life. They're tired of being lonely.
Can't we? They have families. I'm not saying fuck your families.
Connor sits at home by himself while everybody else is out. He's got Connor and the two fucking little bullshit dogs.
His bullshit dogs?
And his fucking BBC network that he...
Oh, that's the one that becomes British.
So fucking Tanner's family seems pretty awesome.
I don't remember Tanner's family. No, I like Sabad's family. Boy, the dad's just like, God damn it, now there's two isms in my house.
Did they accidentally adopt the other one's girlfriend? What happened?
No, like she comes over for dinner and meet the family.
And the dad's like, this is too many! That's fucking horrible! Oh my God! They multiplied. What if they have kids? I can't do this! And he shoots himself in the fucking head.
And it's like, you know, her first time coming over and meeting his family. And like, they show this motherfucker going to the door, she rings the doorbell. And he's got like dress pants on and a shirt. Not a fucking lick of pet, like shoe wear, nothing. Not a sock, not a fucking sandal. Barefoot as fuck, dry feet. Just crusty. And I'm like, ain't nobody gonna tell this man he put some damn shoes on.
That's fucking gross. Okay, well, that's Love in the Spectrum. We got a lot of that.
Yeah, man. Better quality programming.
Better or worse than Ghost Adventures, the last one we covered.
Man, I like them both. I mean, I love trash TV.
You got the asshole guy from Ghost Adventures.
Bilbo Baggins.
The guy that was on the ghost side?
Zach Baggins, yeah.
No, guy that looked like Blaze.
Oh, Blaze! Aaron? My notes are right here, guys. Alright, so there was a... where we live, it's a popping place right now. We had an episode of Ghost Adventures? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
House Call.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Filmed in Marion.
So if anybody wants to see what we live in.
So if, well, we don't.
You want to see this place.
We're see the town. Did they show the town?
It does.
Chris was telling me they show the town.
We live the utmost furthest away from this point in town.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
That is north our town. We are all southern this town.
I'm
we're not
so
even
southern,
in this
I'm
town.
In another fucking town.
Yeah. Half this table is so southern, they're in another town.
I'm working that way, okay? Yeah. I started at the bricks. I was north too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me too. I got you.
Right.
So the well, Chris, you watched it too, right?
Yes.
Any glaring thoughts you had about it?
I want to do it.
You want to do what?
I want the equipment. I want to be these people.
I would love, like, it's a good premise
do
for
I
a show.
Do I know 90% of their shit is shit?
Okay. Let's up that.
Okay.
Up that percentage.
No.
I heard they were, like, counting orbs and shit or something during the episode. Yeah.
They were
over
there.
A picture? Okay.
Yeah.
But,
I've never seen an orb in my life.
I just want to know the people that live in this house. That's it. Like, I need to see them on Facebook. I need to know who the fuck they are. Nope. Like,
I know them. I know the dude.
They look super familiar.
I don't
know. No, this
the
is
dude
an open show. This show is viewable by anybody, right?
Yeah
it is.
So
yeah.
We can talk about anything that's in the show, right?
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead and name drop it. See if he knows it.
Jamie
Morgus.
Morgus.
Doesn't know who the fuck that is.
Is the woman. I didn't catch the husband's name. Somehow. The stepson's name is Jackson. I don't trust him.
No, it's Morgan.
Is it Morgan?
Yeah.
He's already looked her ass up.
Man, I'm bad at taking notes.
That's fine. You're distracted with an awesome TV show.
Yeah. Have you ever watched an episode of it?
Like, once long ago.
Yeah. I'd never watched any of it before.
And... Oh, I don't know either one of these fucking people, but I bet you he believes the house is haunted. Oh, which one of them sick? Is it him?
No, it's her.
Oh, it's her?
Okay. You go hop on her Facebook. There's new orbs and growling sounds and shit. New videos.
Is she still on it? Zach Baggett didn't help.
No, you've seen the episode. They didn't do shit.
Yeah, they pretty much told her to fuck off or move.
They told her to move.
Yeah, well, they said, hey, spread your mother's ashes.
Yeah.
Which, those urns were interesting looking.
Yeah. Now, how great is it? You're just ripping LD cigarettes all day in your house and you're overweight, but this ghost keeps giving me mini heart attacks. Just the one.
I do have that. Yeah, under paranormal events, being held down in their bed, banging on walls and floors, minor heart attack. Might be the spirit of their dead mother.
Ghost minor heart attack.
Yeah, because you had one after, didn't you?
I didn't really get sick until after I got the ashes in my house.
That's true.
Oh.
You should probably spread them.
Yeah.
No, that fucker, I'll die, and he'll fucking sit there and rot on that shelf. Because if his spirit is attached to the ashes, I'm going to torture him. I'm going to get some of my mother's and put them together.
It is called Ghost Adventures House Call. So you call them, boom. They come and actually don't take care of your problem, but they get a
They tell you what to do once they're out.
They give her one option, and if it doesn't work, the other option was move.
Yeah, why live in that piece of shit house?
Why anyway? The fuck yeah, not already have moved? I get held down in my bed by something that ain't fucking there, I'm moving.
Well, sleep paralysis is a real thing. She probably has sleep paralysis. I'll give her that one. And that would be terrifying.
No, for sure.
It is terrifying.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it's terrifying. But that's like at one point the husband and wife are like, we don't want to move. This is our forever home. And it's like, guys.
Like, one day they'll get that door trim though.
We're seeing the house. This is not a dream home. Yes, does it have walls? Mm-hmm.
Does it have bed bugs? Check.
You know it.
That's why Zach Baggins just stays in LA or wherever, or Las Vegas, wherever he's fucking located. And it is 1,621 miles away from here. It's specified, and I wrote that down. But yeah, it's Jamie Morgan. They do make sure to let us know that it's a life or death super serious situation.
Yeah, once that could be a class 10.
Yeah, dude, they took so much rhetoric from fucking Ghostbusters. They actually call something a free-form floating...
apparition or something.
Yeah, it's what race... They want to be race dance. Yeah. I do, too. I get it. But, like, I don't...
I mean, but they're making fucking money off of it.
Not much. Dude, they had to spend the...
Not much. They had bullshit.
The guys he actually sent? Fuck no. Nah.
You're still getting paid.
Dude, they had to sit outside at night... In North Marion. They're lucky they didn't... I can't believe there weren't gunshots. And they're like, ooh, ghost. No, motherfucker, run. This threat is real. Let me see. There's the paranormal events we already talked about. It's the heart attack that's the scary one, I think. One room. Oh, yeah, that's one thing I noticed. They kind of showed up. It's a fucking... It's the empty room where the demon lives, which was the stepson's room. He won't go in the house anymore. He's fucking out. Jackson's out. He won't have it. Just scared. There's a blow up mattress.
Yeah,
just standing up. It's inflated, and they've just leaned it against the wall. They show it in four different shots. I counted. Deflate it. Yeah, deflate it. And put it in the fucking drawer. It pissed me off every time. Did you notice the other thing?
I mean, yeah, they're making the stepson sleep on an inflatable bed. Like, buy him a fucking real bed.
Well,
no wonder it's haunted. You're being a dickhead to the kid. Like, buy him a real bed. Maybe
the kid,
cool.
I think, is, what, 23, 4?
Oh, well, buy your own fucking bed.
He's maybe a little older than Jacob.
No. He moved out.
They got the same hair, so? Jacob's about to.
No, because Jackson does not.
He don't know it yet.
He get closer every day.
Okay, all right. Yeah, here's Jackson, the stepson. He won't go in the house. He can't say the word Bible. I don't know if you caught that. He's like, yeah, man, I took scriptures from the Bible. To the point where, for some reason, my son was infatuated with the show.
Yeah, it's like, good fucking, shit.
No, until about the halfway point when we both couldn't take it anymore. But,
understand.
It's so bad. Dude, the whole second half of the show is, I feel something.
Yeah.
That's it.
Didn't you tell me it's on HBO Max?
Yeah, okay. It is. How much does that one guy remind you of Blaze, though?
Man, I didn't want to hate him, but he's the fucking worst. He's the fucking... I have his name written. Aaron. Aaron's a fucking chode. To one point, he's like, hey, are you a demon? Are you evil? Fucking me too. And they're like, dude, chill the fuck out. He's like, all right, fine.
I'm on your side, demon.
Yeah. He says it. I have it written down. So fucking dumb. Yeah, but anyways, Babel Pages even made a fucking 11-year-old chuckle like, this kid's dumb.
Yeah.
There's no way Jackson saw a demon with that much fucking hair in his face.
Right, yeah.
He's like an anime character where there's about that much, a little triangle that you can see out of one eye. The rest is all fucking hair.
The kid was trying to grow his bangs out to that, and I was like, there ain't no fucking way, bro.
It's so inconvenient.
They were cutting the shit off.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. The father is wearing safety glasses the entire time.
Yeah.
That'd have been my dad.
He clearly works at a factory. He has the guards on his glasses.
That'd have been my dad.
The entire episode is like, man, did she beat your ass? Was the first thing that popped in my head. Another just a weird thing, I thought. So
I just want to see it so I can see him at Walmart. Be like, you're famous!
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, they specify it's a black demon with charcoal eyes that specifically lives in Jackson's room. That's what Jamie and her husband think. So, like, the demon lives in a specific room. That okay. Turns out to be false, according to the crew. So.
Not that he's a black charcoal demon?
Nope. So, ashes calls ghosts. Did not know that, because, like, our grandfather's ashes was in our mother's house. Didn't see a ghost once. And if it was the ghost of that grandpa, Chris would have been, it would have been an episode, the movie Poltergeist every time Chris walked in.
It's true.
Pants would have flew across there, hit you right in the dick every time.
Yeah.
It would have been the, oh god, slapstick haunting would be great though.
I mean, I think a movie exists.
Why does it feel like,
the Wayne brothers are at it.
Why does it feel like the air is jerking me off? That's what I'd be saying. Because yeah. He loved me so much more. That makes it sound like he molested me though.
I would put my dick in those ashes so hard.
Yeah. It doesn't work anymore because of all the frying pans in the But, oh well.
You know, I'm about to do that to your dad.
What?
No.
Because okay. His dad is in him. It's in the pee hole.
You wear a condom, you pervert.
Yeah, that is a pervert.
No.
Not a one.
Okay, well, you do it. We'll videotape it, send it to Zach Baggins.
Is this how you get ghosts? Am I doing this right?
Is this how I get rid of the ghosts?
Okay, so at one point, Jamie's mother, both of their mothers have passed away, the husband and wife. And she has a vision of her mother coming to her and saying, hey, be careful. And then she disappears, and like the next day somebody died or some shit. So now the mother ghost is there and psychic.
Cool. Protecting them from the black charcoal demon.
Oh, nice.
Right.
Okay.
Well, not very well because somebody died.
Hey, so with Yam sticking his dick in the ashes of his father, did you consider that necrophilia?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, it's still a person's body.
Used to be.
Exactly.
In a form.
And you're sexualizing it. So yes, that's definitely necrophilia. Yeah.
You fucking weirdo.
I'm disgusted.
Now, we all thought it was weird that you fucked your father's ashes. Okay, we will say that. We thought it was more.
Where did you come?
We thought it was actually.
I can just use it as a war dragon.
We actually thought it was worse that you used a picture of him to get hard in the first place. Welcome back, Yams.
That's why there's a selfie of him up there, so you can just hold the photo.
I want you to see this old man.
There's not one of them up there.
I know.
Of course
the listeners fucking don't.
Well, I'll make that clear. There's not.
The next thing to catch my eye was the air conditioning unit they showed. That thing is a fucking fire hazard. They're all going to die in a house fire.
Why did the investigators set their table up right underneath of it?
I don't know. It's great for audio. Yeah, like, you know how nasty the one in the old studio was?
Yeah.
It looked like that, but worse.
Oh.
And it was their only source of cooling.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, did it keep it cool?
I doubt it.
Oh. Just air.
Yeah. Pointing. Lots of pointing was my next note, because there's, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, look, it was nothing. Absolutely nothing. Look at that. Look, I feel something.
Those balls were going off.
I had never seen the balls before, which my son thought was hilarious, because balls are funny. They put these little motion sensor. I did air quotes for the listeners at home.
Yeah.
Motions, if you tap them, they'll light up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you know they lit up all by themselves because of the ghosts? Right by the urns, even though they specifically say it's a demon.
It also spiked their non-PKE meter.
A couple times, yeah. They made sure to point it out, because like, otherwise you're not going to fucking notice this little light going up and down.
Yeah.
Nah, I notice. I'm on that shit, man.
Oh, okay, sorry. My next note was just ha-ha balls.
I can't get Courtney to go on one of these with me, though.
Yeah.
She won't do it because she has too bad of a pass with this stuff. We'll get there after this, but yeah.
I can't fucking wait. And then it was roll credits. It was a great episode.
No, go.
I'll go with you, buddy.
yeah, thank you.
Even if you're evil, we're on your side. I wrote that down from Aaron. Aaron's a piece of shit.
Aaron's a good guy.
You just talk shit about Aaron. The only good thing about Aaron is he looks like an underground rapper named Blaze. I don't know why I'm explaining who Blaze is. I opened the show with a twisted joke. Oh, then there's a commercial break. So I wrote, commercial break. Earlier today, Chris made me watch a video of a very fat wrestler pedigreeing a man with his man tits.
Petting what?
Pedigreeing a man. Oh. You know, the Triple H's finisher where he hooks your arms. But he did, his boobs were so... He looked like Bob from Fight Club. His tits were so big. Yeah. And he used them to pedigree someone in the middle of a and wrestling ring.
Put them on top of him.
On top of his head and then fell, crushing his head with his man tits that once again were fucking huge.
That's scary.
It was gross.
You also watched a guy with Vienna sausages.
That was fucking disgusting,
that was,
dude.
That was a fucked up
video. We talked about Vienna sausages last week, and Toon found a guy that, I mean, he fucking, he cracked the can.
I've seen the video.
Oh, the listeners didn't. Cracks the can, drinks the fucking goo out of it, eats the middle sausage, fills it with hot sauce, shakes it all up, and then rapid fire, faster than anything, eats the rest of the sausages.
I didn't drink it that far.
He powerhouses them, dude.
All six of them.
Before he chomps down, they're all in his mouth.
I didn't make it
quick shot of hot sauce again.
Yeah, then he chugs what's left of the can.
Man.
It is scarier than anything Bilbo Baggins has ever fucking seen on so House Hunters.
Our tax money is paying for his health care.
Oh, he's a big boy. He's a big boy.
Hey, man, at least he ain't spending much of his food stamps.
Oh, yeah.
He's just spending it all on Vienna sausages and Tabasco sauce.
Tabasco's, I hate Tabasco.
I kind of want to try it, though. Like hot sauce in the Vienna sausage. Like, I want to try his method, but I'm not shotgun shelling fucking a six pack.
We can do a sausage review next week.
I won't be here. I can't.
I'll bring the Viennas.
You better fire up that flat top and cook it for me.
Okay. Now then it's just Aaron's fucking weird. Oh, he offers to desecrate a Bible. He's like, hey, we'll start.
Yeah, let's rip out pages of the Bible.
We're just going to start ripping out pages of the Bible. And they're like, why? He's like, I don't
know. Well, no, they all freak out. Like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, but he didn't say why that was a good idea.
He said it earlier.
Because he's trying to be Team Demon.
Okay.
You got to have one guy on the demon side so the demon comes out. Interacts.
I don't think so. They have this little camera thing that, like, wherever the entity is, it just throws up a stick figure.
Why do they not explain how that works or what it's reading to make the image?
I don't know, but the fact that it just looks like a stick figure is more funny than scary.
The triangles where joints would be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But at one point, he's just chilling in a chair in the living room, and she's like, oh, God, I feel things when I'm in that chair. Because, once again, the whole show is...
It makes my pussy vibe.
Yeah, you're probably sitting on his crotch.
Yeah.
Ghost dick.
Demon dick.
Well, that's what ghosts do, man. They just hang out with their dick in their mouth.
Mm. Every time you yawn?
Yeah.
Demon dick.
Not yet. Wait till Cosby's dead. We're all getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why do I taste America's dad all of a sudden?
How is he still alive?
I don't know, man. How is he free? Yeah. These are questions, man. Is it sad? I'll be happier when he dies than O.J. Simpson.
When Cosby dies?
Yeah. I'm like, good. When O.J. Simpson died, I was like, When Cosby dies, fuck him. Maybe to a party.
Yeah. Man, some of his comedy was good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the Will Smith of comedy, though.
How? What?
Well, Will Smith doesn't have to cuss at his albums, or songs to sell albums.
But Bill Cosby did.
Bill Cosby didn't cuss, or he was clean.
Okay.
He didn't work blue.
Oh, the Polaroids. They took Polaroids all over the house of the wife and stuff, and there's like a tiny little blue streak on her face. Yeah. They're like, that's the demon touching your face. And then like three pictures later.
This is all standard stuff on how
there's
you
a blue
do
slash above their head. I know, but the only reason I took note of that is how awkward was the guy with the Polaroid cameras. Okay, no, it had to sound like a porn shot.
No, you just snipped it away.
To the left.
You see it.
To the left. Can you get, lift your leg up a little bit.
She's not doing that.
Let me see your lips.
What kind of ghost hunter says should bend over for daddy? Like, it's not right.
The best kind.
Well, okay. Oh, then I just wrote boring with 3 exclamation marks.
Really?
Oh, God.
Man, it flew by. It was pure entertainment.
It was an hour.
45 minutes without commercials.
Okay.
There was commercials, though, because that's why I wrote down the titty pedigree.
I don't have commercials.
They removed the ashes to see if that helps or if it changes anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So I'm assuming that means demon and not mother. But I also, they're just assuming, flat out, assuming that removing the ashes made the mother's ghost go away.
Well, I don't know. She's probably tied to something.
Well, fuck that. I think I'd rather have the ghost there to help me fight the fucking demon.
She wasn't doing a good job.
Well, step your game up.
Did we mention the minor heart attacks?
I keep you dusted.
Yeah.
Protect
me. No, they didn't.
No, yeah, dude, no.
Like I said,
no.
This is every, like, lower class house.
I mean, I dust my dog off, so that's okay. But
I don't
have any parents.
When the cat walks over, my dog, it knocks the dust off of it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's behind my TV and that's where my cat sleeps.
Yeah.
So
nice. My dad's in Georgia, so I can't dust him off.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he's still in a bag, so.
So if, let's just say that Chris fucks Hemi's ashes. Is he a necrophiliac or is that bestiality?
A beastophiliac.
That sounds like a band I would listen to.
At least buy a t-shirt from.
Absolutely. Well, no, that cover art is.
It's all rough. The weird fucked up lettering that
Can you say it one more time?
Beastophiliac.
fucking love it. I don't know how I'm going to make that the name of this episode.
It's like it sounds like a fucking villain Freakazoid would fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's making jokes about poo vapors, but then he's also fighting people that fuck animal ashes. Let me see. They move the ashes. This whole ash show is just people saying they felt something.
Did you say this whole ash show?
I should have. I wasn't getting punny. I was so over it. Bispatial audio recording is a fucking lie.
Bispatial audio
recording. Yeah, he's like, no, these headphones, they make it so it's perfectly tuned with my ears. This is the most clear, crisp audio. It's better than human hearing. We'll be able to hear the ghost talk.
You don't think that's the thing?
No!
Why?
He's just wearing headphones. That's it.
He's the one assuming this stuff.
I saw him put on the fucking headphones. They probably said JBL on the side. Just kidding. Skull candy.
That was a Five Below.
Then they started giving the demon a 10 count. Uh-huh. And they...
Is he outside the ring?
The demon said... Yeah.
He's going to count his ass out?
Yeah, he has to get back at the chair before the 10 count or the demon's out. No, it's they count to 10 and they have this thing and then like they start counting from 1.
Did you tell about the time where in the camera where you see like the outline of the demon? The demon's dick is just right in this guy's face.
Well, that's where it's a stick figure's dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally right in his face.
Because I'm like, oh, he's tall. I was like, nah, man, he's levitating. His balls are in your face.
Yeah, no shit.
And then like he comes and he just goes sits in the chair.
He's like, all right, this is my resting space.
Which means James is right about everything.
What do you mean?
Demons just wants to stick your dick in your mouth.
It's true. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do. I'm a ghost.
I'm saying, I hope I can come back as like a ghost.
No, I'm good.
No?
On you guys coming back as ghosts. I like my virgin mouth.
Virgin mouth.
Yeah, virgin mouth. Hey,
you know Joel's been there.
Yeah, nah. Too big of a gag reflex.
Too big of a what?
Too bad of a gag reflex.
Man,
I couldn't suck dick if I wanted to.
Slanging.
Not well, anyways. I guess I could do a bad job. And then the demon counts with him, though. So, like, 1, and he's like, 4. And he's like, 2. And then they both say 7 at the same time or some shit. Or 6. Probably 6, because demons.
Yeah.
And then they both say 10. And then the demon goes, love it. Through the voice box. They don't go, love it.
No.
Fucking, I'm not going to terrorize him. Counting is, huh?
He doesn't say love it, does he?
I will bet money he says love it.
Okay.
They play it 3 times, man. Because any spec or proof they have, they go. That's what the second half of the show is.
Is them just going over this shit?
Yeah, and like, good old, what was their fucking name?
Aaron.
Jamie. Jamie doesn't have like a proper setup, so like she's just Skyping in from her front camera of her government phone. Okay. And, her audio is bullshit. She's not even wearing the headphones, and they're just like, okay, well here's this, and I don't know how she's watching it supposedly, because like supposedly they're sending her the footage.
Why do you not think she can?
She's just holding a cell phone. What's playing it? Her cell phone?
Maybe a tablet or something next to her. You don't think production would meet up with them? Production's the one that paid for the hotel and shit, I guarantee it.
You think they got put in a hotel?
They obviously did. It shows it on the show.
No, they just show them leave and come back.
You know, it's the fucking heart, too. Like,
I'm thinking they just made them like, sleep in the car for that night, and they're like, yeah, we're used to it anyways.
Why do you think this is such a fucking bad production?
I don't think it's that bad of a production. I just think the whole show is horseshit.
Well, it might be.
That's why I don't watch that shit.
It looks
I'm just
so
like,
fun, though, man.
Like, I'm just like, this just seems so boring. You all find the same. It's like watching the same. Oh, we found Bigfoot. It's the same shit every time.
I'd rather go Bigfoot hunting. See, if you switch.
Because you love the outdoors.
If you switch to Bigfoot hunting, I might be in. That might be what. Hey, man, I didn't enjoy cooking until I got a flat top. I didn't enjoy nature until I started hunting Bigfoot.
That's what Bigfoot is.
What?
It's a man.
It's a man?
No, it's a man.
Oh, it's Maine. In Maine.
Mm-hmm. It's usually on the other side of the country.
Yeah, it's usually like Virginia and shit. Maybe.
Yeah.
What? No, Danny, that's the same side of the country as Maine.
Headshot.
Maine. Upper Northwest.
Yes.
That's Bigfoot country.
No, Maine's
Maine. No, it is.
That's what I feel like Washington and whatever those
Seattle, Humboldt, all that. Yeah.
Like, well, think about
Tennessee.
Think about the topographic area of Washington, okay? In Seattle, in that area. Thick pine tree.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have the same in Maine. We can go to Maine. It's closer to us.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You're
going to have the same type of forestry and environment.
Yeah.
Rainy,
this man still
wet,
needs to see a map, though.
Pine. I can't help him. All right, you guys understand. Yes. I can explain to you why we would go there, okay?
Yeah, if it's in this
we're
environment
not gonna go
here,
okay, we'll be Bigfoot. We'll go Sasquatch hunting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay? That would be such a blast.
See? Yeah, I'm telling you.
I don't want to go to Maine, though, because, like, you look for Bigfoot, you find...
Pennywise.
Ghost Clown, yes, exactly,
yeah.
Pennywise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to find that shit.
Yeah.
So that's how you know Bigfoot.
Which is just a loop to Cthulhu. I'm down to go hunt Cthulhu.
It would be cool, though, to actually...
They can't swim.
Cthulhu. Yeah, I'm out on Cthulhu.
They can't swim.
Don't get out of the boat.
It would be awesome because
they're not going to get on the boat.
Stay in the fucking boat.
We're not living against Cthulhu. It's a one-way trip, my man.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm down. I do love the idea of us all running in.
Trish just gets to the pier and jumps off. Didn't mind you.
Hell of a form.
Hell of
a form. Even a splash.
It's like God just parted the sea.
They closed it.
It's the most beautiful suicide I've ever seen. I
rainbow.
Yeah. I love the idea of us running into Pennywise in the woods, though, because, like, you and Yams are going to start shooting. I'm already going to be running. And dude's just going to be, I'm going to be down. I'm dead in the ground.
But you ain't going to kill me. You're on me. I tattooed you.
Oh, man.
I know your theme song.
Yeah. That was another. That's my third Juggalo joke of this episode. Yeah. You're welcome, people that don't understand. Do your own research. That's what I say about the Juggalo lifestyle.
Yeah, deep dive.
Deep dive. Yeah. Now your wife,
yes,
refuses to go ghost hunting because of bad past experiences.
Yeah, she's overly sensitive to it or something.
To ghosts?
She's a medium.
Could be.
Okay, so either
what?
Yeah. I don't think she's actually a medium.
No shit, you don't think that?
Well, she could be. Dude, I don't judge. Like, so she can tell me something. I'm like, yeah.
She's about to be Miss Cleo? Oh, Miss awesome. Courtney.
That's a hell of a side hustle.
Call me now. She wasn't clairvoyant enough to know what hat you wanted for your birthday. So no, I don't think she's like a medium or clairvoyant or psychic. I enjoyed
that case of water.
That's been gone for 2 weeks.
No, I still got one can.
Oh.
Well, are you saving it? For special occasions?
It's the Grapefruit Boys.
I'm not getting another one until next year, so like, yeah. I really should have paced myself. Yeah. That was one a month? Yeah. I fucked it up.
Yep.
She's right to not love me.
It's true.
There has to be more to it than just she's sensitive.
No, I don't know what else there is, but there was this one story.
Ghost touched her.
She got fingered by Casper.
There is an abandoned cemetery over where she's from.
Okay.
Okay, in that part of Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, our cemeteries aren't necessarily occupied. They're all dead.
Right. Show me a, yeah.
Occupied cemetery.
Show me an unabandoned cemetery, yeah. Basically.
Say, I think a living cemetery is a mall.
A nursing home.
Yeah, they're all, oh, too true. Too true.
Supposedly her, she,
yes.
Her, and I think another friend and this girl, there was three of them in the car, went and drove through it, because I was like a urban legend that if you went by at a certain time, you'd see this crying lady on a bench or some shit.
Kind of like us with Spook's Corner, right, and Hobbyland and shit.
And
huh?
We can't call it that anymore.
The girl was in the back seat, was kind of like a wild child, like for
their age.
Her,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For like Courtney?
From, and Courtney.
Oh, not, she wasn't from the rich hood.
Yeah, okay. She's probably like someone we would have hung out with more than what Courtney would have hung out with.
Gotcha.
Courtney's like, she's a bad influence. She looked at her father's beer once. We didn't drink it, but she thought about it.
Right.
Drunk bastards.
But they drove by or whatever, and apparently as soon as they drove by, this bitch started speaking in tongues.
She's fucking with them hardcore.
For like a while.
Uh-huh.
And then it would stop. And then it would keep going, and they tried and tried everything to get her to stop and all this.
So she did have one friend that was like us, and it scared her to death.
I don't know. It went on for days to the point where...
Wait, days?
They dropped her off, and then the mom called my wife. I was like, what the fuck happened? What drugs did you let her do with all this?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Yeah, I got possessed.
Was she just singing Boogie Woogie Woo?
I think there was an exorcism.
Whoa. Okay. So all they did was drive through the cemetery? That was it?
Yeah, and the old lady possessed her.
Okay. They never even saw the old lady?
I don't know. Didn't ask.
What do you mean you didn't ask?
Talked to my wife.
Man, next time you see your in-laws, ask them about the possessed chick.
Yeah, no, Courtney told me to because they would remember the story way better.
How old was she?
Old enough she was driving. Like 16, 17.
Man, if I'm driving, you're getting the fuck out of the car.
Yeah.
I'm not driving you home.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Pazuzu. Get the fuck out of my ride.
Oh, my God.
She was probably just back there freestyling. You know.
Probably. Well, then it turns out
she'd never heard the hip-hop before. She thought it was the devil.
You gotta get the fuck out!
Tongue!
Just kept saying Wu Tang forever. She had to go.
I don't know who this ghost face is, but yeah. I'm fucking with him.
It just took it literally.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man. Don't even get me started on the bees. But,
I just. Okay.
But then it turns out that there's a girl. Because I was like, well, like, what happened to her? I was like, well, she got into drugs and shit. I was like, I think she was on drugs.
Way before.
Then. I was like, you sure she just was having a bad trip? She's like, no. I was like, how the hell would you know? You never fucked with anything. Right. It's like, it lasted way too long. So I'm like, how would you know? You took a 10 milligram gummy and was high for 24 hours.
Right.
Chris, she was fine.
Yeah.
You can ask her yourself.
But, and all this, it just kept.
She just couldn't read.
Yeah. She could read, she couldn't see.
She was afraid, yeah, she was afraid to pick up Chinese
food. The menu fucked her up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was the one that couldn't eat. She smashed.
Yeah.
She smashed.
I left my shit at Jason's house and I came back an hour later for it.
Yeah, he was hungry. He's like, he was going to go get my leftovers.
You don't remember? I stored out of my golf cart, drove over,
got
my
food, went back.
You don't remember? He left my house and said, yeah, I don't want this. I said, cool, I'll eat it for lunch. All right, cool, man. Leaves. Nah, man, I got to come back and get that shit. I'm starving. I've had it, bro. It's yours.
He's overpowered.
No, the Chinese food got there. He's like, I was overwhelmed, so I just left. And then apparently
they didn't. It's not type of highly greeted. It just feels like shit's not going away in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you get it. Shit don't taste right. It's sometimes when you're too high.
Hmm. Yeah, I was just. Because we smoked, and then I took the gummy.
You got to talk her into doing edibles one more time.
And man, so I have that tongues, naked man. Syrup. You could just pour it into a soda, and she wouldn't taste it.
Yeah, but there's a boat and stuff involved sometimes that I don't want to deal with it. Yeah. It's not always a good time.
That's why you just make sure you're going to be at James's house long enough.
A boat.
She's on a boat.
She's, yeah, you don't know about her being on a boat.
She was Chris on a boat.
Yeah. She didn't like it. She felt like she was on a boat.
Huh. Yeah. I know Chris has gotten so high he was on a magic carpet.
That was different.
That was a picnic table.
That so, was wait. A lot. That was drinking absinthe on top of cloth. That was a legit trip.
Yeah. This bitch just smoked weed.
Yeah, that was like a weed high.
She felt like she was rocking or something?
Yeah, like on a dark boat.
A dark boat?
With high waves.
It wasn't
like
a good boat.
She literally laughed and cried at the same time for 2 hours.
That has to be fucking horrible.
Joe did that shit.
It was awful.
Did you say Joe did?
Yeah.
Laughed and cried at the same time?
Yeah.
That's scarier than speaking tongues.
But she was only like 13 and was about to get on like the
drop zone or some shit.
Yeah, she was excited about getting on it, so she was like happy as fuck. But then also terrified at the same time. So she's crying tears of terror and smiling and happy as fuck waiting to get on this ride. I'm like, you're fucked up.
Yeah, I
do that now. At fucking 36. I see it and I'm like, oh God, I'm so excited. I want to cry.
Well, see, I go with the solid fuck no, and I keep on walking.
Yep, exactly.
But, anyway, so I ended up asking about what happened to the possessed girl.
Right, all grown up.
Because like Courtney gave me like the rundown of like her childhood and stuff. Because I think she was adopted. She was adopted by Courtney. She was adopted to these old people.
Pretty sure Courtney was told us she's adopted.
No, we know Courtney's adopted.
Yeah.
We're talking about the fact at this point. Wow. Tugs.
I found out interesting information about that today, too.
That would have been a great revelation, though, if none of us knew that she was adopted, and we were like, whoa, what the fuck, man? But yeah, we all
know. She looks just like her mom.
She's twice as tall as her mother.
I literally questioned Mary's mom and dad. I was like, Mary, how the fuck are you so short when your mom and dad are so tall? And I was like, oh, yeah, Mary's adopted.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mary's adopted.
I didn't know that either.
That is a whole bunch of it.
Why are they either super tall or super short? What the fuck?
I don't know. That's weird. But,
of course, Mary's parents went to the wrong fucking...
Anyway, so the chick was possessed or whatever, and she was adopted, but to these old people that were probably too old to, like, adopt a child as young as she was when they adopted her and all this. So, you know...
They're on hospice, like, just picking up a baby.
Yeah, it seemed kind of rough, and all this...
I love it for a week.
It's a fucking morbid sequel to Baby's Day Out, where he gets adopted by people in hospice. They die day two.
Yeah,
and he has to survive in the house by himself. He has to resort to cannibalism by day three, which is hard because he doesn't have teeth.
So I asked what ended up happening to her, because I guess like Courtney was still like keep in touch with her once in a while. Apparently, she got like really skinny.
Well, drugs,
giant tits, cross-eyed stripper.
Yes, like, dude. Dude, no!
We don't need to know this chick's fucking name, because I need to look this shit
up. Do you not remember?
Or not cross-eyed, I had a lazy eye.
Still.
What was the nice time we went to Chicago?
I don't know, man.
We can find out what strip club she works at.
We went on a fucking day trip, bro.
We need to find out if it's her eyes that are cross-eyed or the giant tits. But remember, B-Rap's story about Zach Bagans, dude. He got possessed by a demon and was cross-eyed afterwards.
What? Is that true?
Yeah, B-Rap brought it. It was a horror episode like fucking 4 years ago.
Oh, see?
Yeah, it was like, it was it might have been the episode with the big black flies. I think it started out as a fake juggle. They was like, no, that's really funny.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
those big black eyes.
Don't type that into Pornhub.
Not once.
Mm-mm. Oh, man. No, that's... Yeah, so maybe there's something...
Yeah.
To go... Yeah, demon possession and... being cross-eyed.
Yeah, I guess she's went to other, like, abandoned places and had weird stuff. She wants to go to haunted stuff.
She want to go to, like, 13 graves? We can start small.
Yeah, so. I don't know, maybe. Yeah. Make a night of it. It'll be a good time.
Brooke will fucking hate our life, but, you know, we're like, hey, we're going to go do some shit outside, and then we're going to go get dinner. Leave the kids at home.
Anytime. I'm down.
Yeah.
We don't have the equipment.
13 graves, you just got to count.
I want to buy the shit, though, for real.
Oh.
Even though, like, I understand. Dude, it's like $25 on Amazon. You get everything that happens.
It's what?
$25 on Amazon.
Well, when it's just a thing that goes beep every once in a while, it can't be expensive. Yeah. You know, some of those cameras and shit have to be pricey, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want
you that. Can't get orbs with a regular-ass phone. I mean, you can.
Yeah,
I'll pull it right. The chick I used to... I've been ghost hunting so fucking much.
Your phone's got a super camera on it.
Yeah, I know.
All right, then. We're good.
Maybe that's it. I've done my time.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Danny.
I went ghost hunting with the camera the whole time.
As Danny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With your crazy ass camera you were using last night.
Yeah, we're good. We got a camera.
He was spying on a man that was going to jail all the way from James's house.
Fuck yeah, dude.
A block away.
He's at the end of the alley, the other way. I was like, oh, look, it's an old fat guy. He looks Indian. He's got long hair.
Kind of looked like Steven Seagal. We couldn't tell.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It probably was. He's falling on hard times. But yeah, that might have been it, because I've done the fucking 13 Graves. I've done the Battleground, all that shit.
That's what he was putting in that work for that pussy you never got.
I never got it.
Dude, I hate it. I hate it for you.
It ghosted me.
I hate it for you.
The,
Just Justin got it.
Yeah. Anyways. what the fuck was I saying? Oh, like, even back then, like, a digital camera would get orbs and shit if you're outside, because it's dust any particles. It's just dust particles. I know, the other times it's ghosts.
I'm going to try to figure out a way to make take a photo at work with all the dust particles in the air. Particulates.
Lord help me.
Bilbo Baggins, bring your ass here. It's haunted. Bilbo
Baggins. Yeah.
It's fucking haunted.
Yeah, just sit in the video. It's the Legion of the Damned. And I think by law he has to show up because orbs are ghosts.
It's the Children of the Corner all in one place.
I mean, you'll get fired.
Why?
If the ghost hunters show up at your work, they're going to be a little pissed.
It's not. I didn't call them.
Oh, okay. They interview you.
Yeah.
They're going to be taking Polaroids of your ass, and you're sitting there trying to look innocent.
Wait, why aren't you dusting? I am, but I got to get this shot.
Yeah.
Can you already get the badges so they can get the fuck inside?
They can use mine. I don't give a fuck. They can't fire me. I don't work for them.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't see how people get into those shows, though, in all honesty. Because the setup's cool. I do like the setup. And, like, the concept of, like, hey, you call us, we'll come investigate for you is cool. But seriously, and I don't know what I was expecting, but the bulk of the show is... I felt something. There's a cold breeze. That door moved.
The temperature.
We didn't get it on camera, but that door... There is a legitimate part of that episode where, like, that door moved. Like, you have cameras fucking everywhere. You would have caught it on camera.
Yeah.
It didn't fucking move. You were just bored. Or Aaron was getting uppity and you had to calm him down a little bit. Because he keeps on trying to fucking summon Satan. Because that's going to help this lady.
That's going to help ratings.
That would be big for numbers, yeah. Zach, you should have showed up. Fucking Bilbo, you asshole. Sitting in Las Vegas, 1,000 miles away, in air conditioning. These people can't turn on, they'll all die. Mm-mm. So what do you think it is? Do you think it's drug use? Do you think it's maybe a gas leak?
I think it's bad life decisions.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
I do feel bad for the husband, because like, he just has to be like, yeah, she's had it real rough since we moved here. And I just...
Where do we know him from?
I don't. Well, a factory, Chris. He's wearing safety glasses in his house.
Which one?
Yeah, the one that we've been in.
A lot.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I feel like I've had a deep conversation with this man.
He's like, my wife's a fucking nut job. Yeah. She's fucking nuts. She just keeps on... Every time she blows me, she calls me Zach Baggins. Which isn't very often, but it's still weird that it happens. Who the fuck's Zach Baggins? I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
If I ever get the chance to live in another haunted house, though, I'm definitely buying a pottery wheel.
Never lived in a haunted house.
That house on Bryce was haunted.
And also, great idea.
Why a pottery wheel?
Ghost, the movie. Yeah, he wants the ghost of Patrick Swayze to fuck him.
To embrace me.
Mm-hmm. Man, I just pictured it, and like in my head, as soon as his arms went around, the song from
I'm Free Willy. I'm too fat, you can't reach the wheel.
The song from Free Willy, that's how the pattern is. The song from Free Willy starts playing the whole me. The pedophile song.
Yeah.
You're the child in this. This rendition. I don't know. Because at one point I was like, maybe it's carbon monoxide.
Would you rather Michael Jackson fuck you now or as a child?
Man, now, because I would be responsible enough to get into therapy, our parents wouldn't have taken me.
Not a chance.
Not a fucking chance. Dad would have called me the F word and told me to go upstairs.
I've never even thought about hiring a lawyer.
No, not once. Yeah. It would have been like right after Michael Jackson
would
have
let
died.
You come over because you slept with a black man.
He was white.
When I was a kid,
he was white adjacent.
Well, is he quite enough? I don't know, Grandpa. I just know he was inside of me.
Yeah, we're never going to church again.
No, you've embarrassed this family.
That's two strikes.
Who runs it?
Homosexuality in black.
Yeah. Was it your wife that was talking to mine about fucking Crispy and how you were like went to church and shit? They were going through old photos last night for some reason. And she was talking about Yams fucking corrupting you.
Oh, probably.
He's like, yeah, I pulled him out of the church life.
They had no she had no idea that you had actually grown up in the church.
Oh, I told Sunday school shit.
Yeah.
She's like, I would have never guessed Chris ever did anything like that.
Well, our grandma was
still
a Sunday school
religious.
Teacher.
I just don't go to church. Like,
yeah, because it seems
you gotta
like
tell her that. You gotta,
who?
Who?
Brooke.
Oh.
Yeah, she was so confused.
You fucking explain yourself to her next time you see Brooke.
I'll get right on that.
She's got questions.
No, I'm trying to figure out what church I can start taking the kids to, because that motherfucker's going to church. He's got so much of the Lord in him.